Abner has made his way with Wilson, the trader, to the hidden cave where the jungle drums beat out their savage rhythm. Wilson tells Chandler the primitive legend that these natives are the survivors of an ancient pagan race of cat worshippers. Overcome by terror of the sinister jungle rites, Wilson rushes to the cave, and Chandler, advancing to the altar, sees the body of a woman lying on a golden couch. As the drums thunder through the cave, Chandler cries out,
"Najee, they've killed you."
Meanwhile, the present act opens on the beach, near the temple.
Chandu, the magician.
Oh, Mother, you're shivering. Are you cold?
No, dear.
Oh, isn't it dark? I wish the moon would come up.
Yeah. Those natives around the fire certainly do look like savages, don't they?
Oh, Bob, don't. It makes me shiver.
I should think they'd wonder where Mr. Wilson was, wouldn't you, Mother?
Oh, they wouldn't think to question anything he did, son.
Well, I wish Uncle Frank had come back. I'm getting scared. What's the matter, Mother?
Why, nothing, dear.
I know what's the matter. You're looking at those natives, aren't you?
How do you mean, Bob?
Oh, come to see how they keep talking to each other like football players in a huddle and then looking over here at us. They look scared to me.
Would they be afraid of?
Well, you know what Mr. Wilson said.
You mean about how the natives hated to come to this island?
Yeah. He said you never could get them to come over here. He certainly got these to come here.
I've been wondering about that.
Why, Mother?
I'm wondering if Mr. Wilson was telling us the truth.
Well, gee, that's what we got wondering when we were up there among the trees, Mother, when we heard those drums.
Drums? What do you mean?
Oh, Bob, we weren't going to tell her.
Well, I'm sorry.
Of course you must tell me. What was it you heard? What do you mean?
Oh, nothing, Mother. Except we heard a noise up there among the trees that sounded kind of like drums beating.
Not those tribal drums.
Well, we've never heard those drums that Najee's always talking about, Mother. We did hear drums up there. Or we thought it was drums. Maybe it was just the surf or something. I told Bob that at the time.
Where? Where was this?
Well, you know, Mother, we went for a walk down the beach, and after we got down there where those two big palm trees are, we thought we'd walk up into the jungle for a little ways. There's a little path there, and it's all overgrown with kind of moss and...
Yes, and great big ferns, as tall as trees. And orchids growing right on the trees, Mother. Oh, it was marvelous. It really was.
Yeah. But I thought I heard a noise, kind of like drums beating. And I put my ear down on the ground like the Indians used to do. You know, Mother.
Yes, of course. What did you hear?
I heard this funny sound like drums beating. Only it wasn't like regular drums.
Oh, Bobby.
It was kind of like those drums we used to hear in the castle at Montebania. Remember how they sounded? Kind of uncanny or something. Betty heard them, too.
Yes, I did, Mother.
Goodness.
You couldn't hear them when we were standing up. At least I couldn't. Bob thought he could, and that's how we happened to listen on the ground that way. But when you put your ear down to the ground, you could hear it. It was kind of an irregular sound, like, what are those things? Oh, like tom-toms.
Oh, heavens. Didn't you see anyone?
No, we didn't, Mother. Anyway, the sound kind of seemed to come from under the ground somewhere.
Under the ground?
Yes, it did, Mother.
How dreadful.
We didn't wait to look around to see if we could find out where it was, because we thought we'd better come back here and tell Uncle Frank.
Maybe I better go back and see if I can find it again. Maybe...
Oh, no, of course you mustn't. You must stay right here.
Well, maybe it wasn't really drums, Mother. You know how the surf pounds on the rocks at home. You know, down there at Laguna where those caves are. It sounds almost like drums sometimes when the tide's high.
Yes, I know, dear.
You think it really was drums, don't you, Mother?
Oh, I know it was. It must have been.
Well, where do you suppose Uncle Frank is? Do you suppose he might have found out where the drums are or something and...
He's going to look for Najee. And maybe they're both lost.
Gee, I wish we could do something. I don't like to just sit here...
Look at those natives now, Mother. Look at them, Bob.
Huh?
They certainly look as if they were afraid. They keep looking over their shoulders like animals or something.
Maybe they aren't really. They must have been here lots of times before. Mr. Wilson said he'd been here 25 times. He certainly must have had somebody to sail that boat for him. I bet these men have all been here before, don't you, Mother?
Yes, they probably have, son. But that makes their behavior all the more strange. I wonder if you could go down and talk to them, Bobby. See if you can make them understand and ask them if they know of any place where Najee might have wandered off and become lost.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll start in by telling them we think it's time for dinner. And boy, I do think so. I'm starved.
Of course you must have some dinner, son. Tell them that we'll have our dinner now, without waiting for Najee and Uncle Frank and Mr. Wilson. I'd go myself, only I know how they'd resent being questioned by a woman.
Why, Mother, how do you know that?
Well, I'll go, Mother. You wait. I'll make him understand me.
You're scared, aren't you, Mother?
Oh, I'm not afraid for myself. But I know something must have happened to Najee. She said she'd only be gone 5 minutes. She couldn't have gone far in that length of time.
She'd go right into the jungle?
She took that little path over there between those two tall coconut palms. I thought at the time it ran along just inside the tree. I didn't realize it would probably plunge right into the jungle.
Well, I don't see how she could go very far that way. Because look up there, Mother. It's awfully dark. And you can see there's a great big cliff there. I noticed it when we came in. It's just a great big rock. Where could she go?
What I'm afraid is that she's turned her ankle or hurt herself in some other way.
Or maybe she even stepped on a snake, Mother.
Yes. Even that, I suppose.
Oh, dear. Mother, I wish you'd tell me something.
What is it, dear?
Well, do you think there was really anything in that old family curse of Andras?
Oh,
please tell me what you think, Mother.
I don't know, dear. It doesn't seem possible. And yet...
Yes, but a lot of things we know about don't seem possible. All those things Uncle Frank knows how to do, and... I was talking to Bob about it only the other day. And if they could be possible, why couldn't that?
I don't know, dear. And we can't tell whether there's anything in it or not.
Well, we know Andra died.
Yes. That doesn't prove there was anything in the curse, you know. I've often thought the whole thing existed in Andra's mind.
You mean you think he died because it was in his mind?
I think it's very possible, dear.
Mother, I...
Just a minute, dear. Here's Bobby.
Well, how's that, Mother?
What is it, son? Couldn't you make them understand you?
No, I couldn't, Mother. They just make a lot of funny motions, and I couldn't understand what they wanted. But I think they want to talk to you.
Well, why wouldn't they come up here, then?
I tried to point up here and make motions and everything. But I think from the way they're all kind of huddled around in a bunch down there, they're afraid to come any farther up the beach. Why don't you come down with me and try to talk to them, Mother?
Very well.
I'm coming, too.
Of course, dear.
Did you try to ask them about dinner?
Yes, I did. And they understood that all right. See, they're getting things ready. They're taking the yams out of the ashes. Boy, and am I hungry.
That fire's kind of nice, isn't it, Mother?
Yes, it is, dear.
Now, look. The one that Mr. Wilson always gave the orders to is this one that's coming up here toward it.
Let's stop here.
Look, you know where Mr. Wilson could go? Mr. Wilson. You know, Wilson.
He doesn't understand what Bob means. Look, he's just pointing out to the sea.
Yes, and look at all the others. I know what they mean. They want to get in the boat and go back to Suva.
Suva! Is that it?
He understood that, Mother. He's nodding his head. What's he doing that for? Pointing at his foot and then over at the sand.
Oh, don't you see, son? He means that footprint. They must have seen it, too.
Boy, you wouldn't think there'd be anything about a footprint to make him so jittery. Say, what are they going to do? Well, they're all walking right away from the fire.
Listen. You must listen. Can't you go and find Mr. Wilson?
Oh, Mother, he doesn't know what you're talking about. Why, look at those other natives. They're getting into the boat. Oh, Bob, don't let them take the boat.
Hey. You mustn't try to stop them, Bobby. We don't know what they might do if we made them angry. If they take the boat, we must let them. Bobby might get hurt.
Well, we mustn't let them know we're afraid, Mother. You know, all the books about natives tell you that.
Well, I don't see how they could help going. I'm afraid.
They can't be very dangerous. They're scared to death themselves. They're going to run away. That's what they're going to do. The whole gang of them and leave us here. They're shoving the boat off. Even this one that was talking to us is going, and they're going to leave us here.
You think they'll take the big boat and go right back to Suva?
Why wouldn't they? They're scared to death about something. You can see that. Their eyes are popping right out.
Hey, where are you going?
Oh, please, wait. Wait until Mr. Wilson comes.
Oh, Mother, they aren't going to pay any attention to us at all.
But I don't understand what could have happened so suddenly to frighten them so. I haven't heard anything or seen anything of you.
No.
I haven't either. They were just sitting there around the fire.
Oh, look, here comes Mr. Wilson. Hi, Mr. Wilson. We were just beginning to get kind of worried about you. Did you see Uncle Frank?
Or Najee?
Sure, I saw him. Hey, you blackheads, wait for me!
Where are you going? What's happened to my brother and Najee? Mr. Wilson, where are they?
The princess met that old fellow she called Bindian in there.
What?
Oh, but wait. Mr. Wilson, you can't mean Vindian.
Yes, I do.
Gene, no, Vindian's drowned.
That ain't nothing to what you'll find out before you get away from here, I tell you.
Oh, what do you mean?
You can't tell whether the people they got in there are alive or dead or what.
Well, did you see Uncle Frank and Najee, Mr. Wilson?
Of course I saw them. I went in there with Chandler. We saw that princess laying there on a kind of gold couch in front of the altar. She's dead.
Oh, are you sure?
You bet I am.
Are you sure it was Najee?
Sure. She must have walked right into that place the minute she left you here on the beach.
Gosh.
Say, Mrs. Regan, you better come with us.
Back to Suva?
Sure.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah. And it won't be a minute too soon for me either. You better come along with me. Chandra will never get out of that cave alive.
Say, wait a minute. Why don't you tell us what happened? You mean those people have captured Uncle Frank or something?
They probably have by now. Say, are you coming with me or not? Because I'm going to get out of here.
Well, you don't think we're going to go and leave Uncle Frank and Najee in there and not try to do anything for them, do you? Why don't you and Betty go on back to Suva and let me stay and see if I can find Uncle Frank?
Of course not, Buddy. This man must be insane. Let them go away if they want to.
Yes, I wish they would. They scare me.
We'll be all right here. Uncle Frank will probably be back in a little while.
Well, how do we get back to Suva?
I don't know, sir, but I'm not going to go with that man.
Are you coming or not?
No, Mr. Wilson. We're going to stay right here.
You're going then, you both. You better not go near them, can you? They've kept guns of